Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. And this is a type of expository teaching, somewhat. But we're going to look at verses 13 through 20. And I've entitled this morning's message, "Is Anyone Among You Sick?" Let me repeat that. Is anyone among you sick? So we're going to look at James 5:13. And we're going to ask the Lord to have his way. Amen? Amen? And so, let's go to the Word. Here we go. Verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? This is where I got this morning's topic. Let him call. There's something that we do. Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Wow, look at all this is involved when you ask the elders to come and lay hands on the sick. Look at this. Verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another. You see, sometimes, let me just pause here. Sometimes healing comes through confession. Did we say something, do something? Maybe we caused something that we're not unaware of. Or did we, how do we say it in modern vernacular? Have we dissed someone? And you're mean to them, you're cruel spirited to them. And you shouldn't be. And you're holding anger and you're holding, animosity. You know, that could get you sick right there. Right. And so those things need to be confessed. Look at this. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be what? Healed. God says this in His Word, man, that you could be healed this way as well. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for what? 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Look at verse 19 here. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he turns a sinner from the error of his way, will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. So there's a whole lot in this passage of the Scripture regarding James. But one of the most effective way for healing is this protocol. Biblical principle. This is why it's important for the pastors around the world that have a flock and the elders. When someone in their congregation is ill, call for the elders of the what? Church to lay hands. And our dear sister went to the elders first, and there's nothing wrong with her. I you know who she is. You know who she is. Nothing wrong. Clear. Isn't that good? I mean, I'm telling you, God is a good God. Amen? Amen? But if you follow the pattern of the Lord, man, you will obtain God's favor, His grace, His mercy. So, saints, we gain a right perspective on our health when we consider its source. And so, instead of looking at books and magazines for the latest advice, calling Dr. Oz and Dr. Who? Dr. Phil? How about calling on Dr. Jesus? Can I get him? How about going to the Word of God? Because Jesus is the Word. And you go to the source, you go to the pure source that created you and I, because He knows every cell and fiber of your being. If He knows how to create you, don't you think He knows how to fix you? Oh, come on. For an awesome mechanic that builds engines, he'll know where everything's at. He'll know everything what he did. He's got the blueprint in his mind on how he built that engine, right? Well, God has the blueprint in His mind how He made you. God says a believer's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How many believe that? So if we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, don't you think that God has now access, not just from the outside, but the inside? The inside. Look at this in 1 Corinthians right up here. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Whom you have from who? From God. And you are not your own. Did you know that we've been bought with a price? It says right here in the next verse. For you were bought at a price. Well, let's look at it. And you are not your own first. Listen, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, surrendered, and then He baptized you with the Holy Ghost, washed you in the blood, guess what? We are His now. We are no longer our own. So now God says, I have adopted you. You're my children. Now I will watch over you. Guess who He took us back from? Who did He take us back from? From the devil. Because the devil had us. As soon as we come out we're thrust out of our mother's womb, we're in Satan's kingdom here until Jesus comes and finally puts him in the what? In the pit. And lock him up for 1,000 years. He's still roaming. Old Slewfoot's still roaming. And he's causing havoc across the world right now. Look at this. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. One of the keys to being healthy and to have wisdom and to prosper in this life is that right there. To glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your actions, your behavior, your thought life. Is it going to be perfect? No. But there's a difference by being, I don't care how I am, or you know what? I'm going to try to be what God wants me to be through the mistakes, through the shortcomings. But if you have that desire, you have that desire to do God's will, and He sees, because He sees the pure motive of our hearts, amen? Your life will be so blessed. Oh my gosh. He will do many wonderful things through you. You know why? Because He learns to trust you in all that you do. You see, saints, this means that our bodies do not belong to us because we have been purchased with the blood of Christ. At the cross, when He shed His blood, that's the blood that He purchased us back from Satan. Woo, aren't you so blessed? And guess what? We have no money to purchase anything like that other than a heart of praise. Thank you, God. And so we now serve as Christ's representatives right here on the earth. And that's why our conduct, our character, our conversation be a reflection of Jesus Christ in this world. Because we've been transformed. We are new creatures in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are new creatures now. You know, when you woke up this morning, you're that new creature. From the day you confessed your sins, I don't know how many years ago, for me, it's been 36 years by the grace of God. But I'm a new creature. You guys are new creatures in Christ. Your flesh is aging, but you inside, that is going to be eternally secure by God, and that'll never die. So when God looks at you, he still looks at you like you're 30 years old. Oh, yeah. We don't. We go, ah! How could this be? So we must understand basic biblical teaching, saints of God, on the subject of healing. And the Lord gave us the pattern of what we just read, and we're going to try to dissect this thing. Amen? So, here's number one. Is sickness a result of sin? Okay, so let me answer this. I've spoken to unbelievers, and they say, "What? If God's so good and the God you serve, why is there so much disease and war?" And, you know, they'll go on and I go, because we live in a fallen world. We live in a sinful world. And the reason why we get disease in our body, because we still have a sinful flesh. It hasn't been redeemed yet. It hasn't been changed. That's why we get still colds and flus. This is why there's still cancer and all these other things. Because we live in a body of flesh that's decaying, that's going to go back to the dust. But the soul and spirit is what's preserved for God. And then when God gives us that new body, we will no longer have to worry about what we're going through right now in the flesh. And so look at this in Romans right up here. Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world. Who's that one man? Adam. And death through sin. And thus death spread to all men because all sin. So don't tell me no one's not a sinner. No, we've all sinned and come short of the glory because of Adam. So God has not yet purified the world yet to a perfect place until he comes back. Can I get an amen? And so sometimes our sickness is due because we did it to ourselves, though. You ever tell a child, please, that stove is hot. Please don't touch it. Don't touch it. And then when you're not looking, they're crying. Oh, I told you not to touch it. And so sometimes we do things to ourselves. Amen? Number two, look at this. It is the Lord's will to heal. Is it the Lord's will to heal everyone? Yes. Yes. God is a good God. God wants the best for your life. I hope King David saw it. He saw it best. Look at this in Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who what? Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Why does he say that? Because we get diseased. Because we get sick. But then he comes around and heals us. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Man, we said, come on, give God a shout. Because he's the one that does the work. Thank you, God. So let me ask this, number three. Here's another point I found. What role do physicians play? Let me just say this. They play mighty roles. They play mighty roles. And did you know that Jesus could have said, no, just look unto me. No. One of his apostles was a doctor. Did he say, stop practicing now? You don't need to practice no more. No. Did you know one of the apostles would always call another apostle for healing? And I'm going to just let you think about that for a moment. But look at this. God calls many of them for help. I'll tell you what. You guys remember me about, was it 4 weeks ago? I was sitting down. I couldn't even breathe. If it wasn't for them to help me get that water out, I'd be dead. I wouldn't be here today because I was drowning in my lungs. And so they knew exactly how to get the water out. I mean, I could have here prayed and said, God said, I got something for you. Just go over there. Look at it out. Because look at this in Colossians 4:14. Look at this. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Luke. Matthew, Mark, and Luke was a doctor. He was a physician. And Jesus never rebuked, no, I mean, you can't practice here with, no. The wisdom and knowledge come from God. God gives man wisdom. He allows them to know exactly how to help mankind here. And so, never think for one moment that they can't help you. How many hospital visits have people had just this past 2 weeks? People that you know that had to go to the hospital. Well, come on, all of us may be in here. We pray, and then we say, God, give us wisdom, and then let us do what we got to do, right? Look at this, number four. How should we respond when the Lord doesn't heal us? How do we respond? Because we're looking for it. Now you're... Did you know God is sovereign?
Yes, He is.
Did you know that God... There's an old saying. He may not be there when you call upon Him, but He's always right on time. God's a right on time God. And there's some things that we do that He allows us to go through affliction. So sometimes He's also teaching us something. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, for 5 days He was teaching me a whole lot. Speaking to me. And then He allowed me to know that I know about you. I know what you're going through. And I'm going to help you. My home fellowship leaders 36 years ago was Dave and Elisa Calvani. I used to go to their home fellowship when I first got saved. I was there for like 3 years. Every Wednesday they would have it at 6 o'clock at their home. I was at their door before he got home from work. I was there. I couldn't wait. They raised me up in the faith. I haven't talked to Brother Dave, and I'm going to say in 4 years. And I was there sitting in that hospital room, and my phone rang, and it said, Dave Calvani. And I picked up. I go, hello? He goes, Brother Fee, I was walking out of the grocery store, and God rolled upon me, and He said to call you. I said, I haven't talked to him in 4 years. He goes, what's going on? And I shared with him what's going on with me. He just started praying. I go, man, Dave, how did you know, man? He goes, I'm in front of Sprouts right now. And God told me to call you. You see, that let me know two things. That God hasn't forgot about me, and that God's going to heal me. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
It took a little time, but He will. And He does. Because, listen, you have to come to an understanding that even though we go through afflictions and there's no immediate healing or, God, where are you? You have to always go back to the Word of God. Can I get amen? Because every one of us is going to go through something in life. So when you go back to Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who what? Love God, and to those who are called according to His purpose. So everything that happens in our life works for the good of God. Everything. The good and bad, the ugly. You clump it all in there. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Every one of us in here love God. How many of you love God? So He's working out the good in your life. Even through afflictions, even through when we're calling upon Him to heal, to help with finances, to open up doors, to win back those that we love that are out there still, you know, out there in the world. Did you know that He hasn't given up on them yet? And everything's going to work out for good. You watch. Look at this right here. Can unbelievers expect God to answer their prayers for healing? That's a good question, huh? You see, since they don't have a relationship with Him, He really isn't obligated to answer their prayers. However, there's always a however. God does extend mercy and give healing in order to draw people to the Savior. He'll do something radical for them so that causes them to, man, I think there is a God. Look what it says in Romans 10:11 right up here. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him, He will not put to shame. So when that one cries out and says, okay, God, I heard that You can heal. God, I'm looking to You now. I'm looking for Deacon Angels, God, to heal me. And when they come to that place, look at this. He will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. To all. Did it say just some? To all who call upon Him. Because whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, let me just say this. The word healing, heal. Did you know that when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, let's just say someone had cancer, diabetes, or whatever affliction they may have, or cirrhosis of the liver from the drug life, and then you come into the saved life, guess what is 100% totally healed? Is your soul and spirit. That's now going to live into eternity with Him. Now, the body is temporary. There was a wonderful pastor from Victoria Outreach named Brother Porky. Wonderful. I got to know him. But prior to his salvation, he was a heroin user. And he already had cirrhosis of the liver. He brought that into his saved life now. And eventually, that caught up to him even when he was saved. But the peace that he had is, I now get to be with Jesus. He had no fear of death. He had no fear of death, and he had a peace upon him. And he went on to be with the Lord. Because his soul and spirit was made perfect and whole and healed. That's why the Bible says, by His stripes we are healed. What are we healed? We're healed our soul and our spirit. Now, he can heal the flesh too, and a lot of times He does. But notice the healing is just temporary. Because we're not going to live 200 years. You're not going to live 100 years. I don't think so. Unless God allows you to live that long. If I get that long, I go, God, take me home already. Yeah. Walking around. No. If anything, I will say this to the Lord. If You gave me 80 years, I'm thankful. Anything other than that, maybe it's a bonus or take me home. But when you get to about 80, you've experienced all that life can offer you here on earth in this fleshly body. Who you want to see grow and achieve and obtain whatever God has for them on this earth is your children and grandchildren. But when you get to that tender age, you know what? Thank You, God. Thank You. Thank You for the legacy. Now it's time to go home. And then He's going to give us that new body. How many can't wait for that new body? Oh, come on. I can't wait for that new body. Thank You, God. New body. And so, yes, God is gracious to the unbeliever. Amen. He was gracious to us. Oh, come on. Was He gracious to you? You know what I love about God? He didn't come back. He didn't come back and we were still out in the world. Wow. We would have been left behind. We would have been straight, boom. And deserving it. Yes. But God's mercy called us unto Himself. Look at this. Can sickness in the life of a believer be profitable? Can it be profitable?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean? I won't be sick. Can it be profitable? Look at King David, wrote. He testified this. Look at this. Because King David was afflicted all the time. Sometimes he did it because they were jealous of the anointing, but sometimes he did it to himself, like the sin with Bathsheba. Okay, so there's things that he did through omission and commission. Okay, so look at this. Psalms 119:71. Look at this. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Yes. Did you catch that? Yes. You see that? So sometimes God will cause you to take a time out, and now it's time to spend time with Him. Yes. Read His Word. Hey, listen, you're not going nowhere. I was stuck in that bed for 5 days. I had no place to go. So I called that episode in my life, it was a blessed affliction. I'm just repeating what King David already experienced and applying it. It was good. Sometimes affliction is good. It gives us perspective. It allows us to take self-examination. It allows us to look into our heart sometimes where we don't want to look. And sometimes those corners in our heart don't look good. And so we got to sweep all that out. Amen. Allow God to go in there with a flashlight and say, you know what? There's still some mugre right there. Mugre. Remember that old time? Mugre. Mugre. Yeah. Yeah. Get that out. And so saints of God, although no one, you and I, we don't like affliction. The Lord uses it for His ultimate purpose. It's to shape us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this. Look at Romans 8:29 right up here. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to what? To be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be firstborn among many. God is transforming us right now, day by day. And the ones that are being transformed, seriously, are the ones that come to church Sunday, Wednesday, devotional times, men study, women study, and they open up the Bible and they want to learn. They want to hear God's Word. They want someone to speak God's Word into their life. This is how you grow. This is what God has predestined for you and I, to be conformed to the Son of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Amen? So saints, healing should involve many people, all people. The church is more than an organization. I hope you know that. It's the family of God. And we are told repeatedly, saints, in scriptures, to love and care for one another. And that's what we do. Amen. If there's a need, we go right away to that need. Amen. And be a blessing. And do it because you love to do it. You want to go there and see God do something mighty. Then, oh, we got to go pray for this one now. Stay home. Stay home. Stay home. Stay home. Stay home. Stay home. Come back another day. Look at this other point I found here. Whoever wants to receive prayer for healing, sometimes you must be willing to ask for it. Remember the paraplegic there by the well in John chapter 5? He was there for how many years? All his life, I think. And Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He says, you know, but here's the thing. Some people like to stay in that afflicted state, and they don't want to be healed. They don't want to be healed. So when a believer is struggling, saints, he or she should always seek the Lord, and we read in James, what do? We call for the elders of the church to anoint him with oil and to pray and watch God do the miraculous. You know why? Because God is the one that's in total control of His church, of our lives, as I just mentioned. He is the one in total charge. And so, when we seek out the elders of the church who are tasked with guarding and leading the flock, we can see it like this. Look at this. It's mentioned in the book of Acts, right up here in Acts 20, 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you what? Overseers. So a pastor, an elder, a bishop, a minister, those who operated the gifts were overseers. Look, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. We're all blood bought. So God is raising us up to minister to one another. Can I get an amen? He's raised up men and women to feed His flock. And so whenever there's an issue, call for the elders of the church. And watch God do the miraculous. And so we see this right here in our next point. The elder should pray, anointing him or her with what? With oil. Oil is symbolic to the Holy Spirit. It's like a healing balm. Remember when it came off of Aaron's beard? You know, it dripped. The anointing oil just dripped. And so the Holy Spirit should saturate us. Can I get an amen? When's the last time you had the Holy Ghost just dripping through your life? Like, whoa, man. Drunk. You ever heard that old saying? And we say it, and sometimes to other people it sounds outrageous. But for us, we know what it feels like when you're drunk in the Spirit. That's right. And it's not on wine. What's that old wine we used to drink when we was growing up? Mad Dog 2020. Thunderbird. Chief wine. Gallo wine. Put it this way. We'd get the wine that was so easy to just put behind our coat and walk out. Because they put the cheap stuff out there. Good wine was tucked way up there. Can get that. Jesus help us. But you know, so for us, the oil represents the presence of the Holy Spirit. Look at this right here in Psalms 133. There it is. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren, us, to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. You should be dripping with the anointing of oil. Can I get an amen? It's right there in the Word. See, when you go to the Word, you'll find answers to everything in life. Everything that we're about, every aspect of the ministry is found in the Scriptures. Look at this point right here. It should all be done in the name of the Lord. Amen? And who's the name of the Lord? Jesus. Say that with me. Jesus. Woo! Jesus. Look at this. Listen, everything we do you believe that it should be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's right. I thank you for the advice from Dr. Phil. No. Look at this in Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. There it is. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Thank you in Jesus' name. Man, let it be like just let it flow out of your mouth automatically in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because there's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. That's in Acts 4:12. And that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? And so unless these acts, saints, these actions, when they are performed in obedience to the will of God, indicate that the elders truly trust in the Holy Spirit to work in that person's life, to work in that body. The person who is praying must meet that criteria of truly seeking the Lord. God's involvement, saints of God, is essential for healing. And this is why intercessors must be people of godly character. If you consider yourself an intercessory prayer warrior, your life has to line up with God. You got to truly walk that tightrope. Can I get amen? It's narrow. And you got to shut things out, and you got to just hear the heart of God and be sold out to Him. Those people that are dripping with the anointing, they spend that time with Him. And this is why Saul, the king, hated King David. Or little David as he was growing. Because remember, the prophet anointed him to be the next king. Who's the one that voted for elected King Saul? The people. But God selected David. And so that king was jealous of the anointing. I shared this a couple of weeks ago. Be careful, because people will be jealous of the anointing that's upon you. When God is using you mightily, you're going places, laying hands, you're leading people to Christ. There's some people, man, you know what? Oh, here comes Mr. Goody Good Two Shoes again. No, they're being used by God. I want to be used by God. Can I get an amen? And if I have to take the insults, so what? They're not mocking me, they're mocking God.
That's right.
Don't take it personal. Jesus even said, if they what? If they mock you, they're not mocking you, they're mocking me.
Right.
Nothing in their life should prevent the Lord from hearing and answering their prayers. And so let's look on to the next point. Hearts of faith. Hearts of faith. This means their prayers are based on the Word of God and confidence that the Lord will do what He said He would do. Can I get amen? Did you know the whole Bible? You have to believe the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation by faith. It's a book of faith. Because an unbeliever, yeah, right, he parted the whole ocean and the Red Sea. Oh, yeah, Daniel fell into a den of lions that they should have just mauled him. So they're going to look at it in the natural. But what we read, we have to believe by faith that that's what happened. Can I get amen? And when you believe that God has done that, woo, now you're walking in the realm where He lives. How many of you want to walk in the land of the miraculous? Woo, come on. Man, you want to see devils flying out of folk. Come on. You want to see the dead being raised. You want to see the blind to see. You want to hear the ones that can't speak no more speak again. And those who couldn't walk no more walk again. Oh, come on. You want to see them be on fire for God. Someone that was out there in the world that was cast aside, all of life just cast them out, and then God pulls them in, and we're going, look what God has done. Hallelujah. We should always have that expectation that God is about to do something miraculous in those who you've been praying for. Can I get an amen? What He's done for us, He's going to do for them. Never give up on God. You watch. He's going to do something mighty this year. I believe 2025 is going to be a special year. You know, I heard it best said, and I couldn't believe it came out of this guy's mouth, but I was watching Fox Nation, and what's his name? Sean Hannity has a podcast, but it's video. You can watch who's in there with him. And his guest was Mike Tyson. So they were having a 30-minute conversation. And so he goes, Mike, what about President Trump? What's your take on him? He goes, I love that man. Mike Tyson said this. He goes, I love that man. He goes, I'm looking from outside of what's happening. He goes, everything is lining up with him. When he said that, I go, wow. God gave this guy who don't know Jesus to see that that was God's pick to bring this nation back to. Did you see all the billions and billions and billions of dollars from our tax money is going to these ungodly things? These transgender organizations. Oh my gosh! Billions and billions and billions. And why do you think they're mad? Why do you think the liberal media is mad? Because guess what? They've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar now. And it's all being taken away. They're not going to get our tax money on that. Teaching Afghanistans how to sing opera through transgender. They were paying some odd million dollars going to there. But see, here's where this was going, and I'll get back. They were causing these to be laundry places. So they said they did this organization to get a kickback from it. And so that money was cut off, and that's why they're screaming. Because they don't get free money like that no more. My goodness. My goodness. All these years they were doing this to us. It's time to clean house. Clean it up. Clean it up. Every one of us want to know where our tax earned money is going. And so you have to have faith to believe God's word. And you have to believe and have faith what God is doing in our country right now. I know some people don't like, they hate him. They hate Mr. Trump. You know what? I didn't like him before I got saved either, when he was just a billionaire. But you know what? If he's cleaning up what people have been doing all these years, come on.
They're laying hands and praying for him.
Pray for him. Well, look at this. This means, look, hearts of faith means their prayers are based on the word. Amen? So look at 1 Peter 1. Look at this. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, look at this, be much more precious than gold that perishes. This is what God is looking how our faith should be. Though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Listen, what this is saying is, no matter what we go through, have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that He'll see you through. That He'll save your family members. That He'll supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. That God promises a brand new body that will live forever with Him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so our faith is more precious than fine gold. I don't care how much gold's in Fort Knox. Our faith is even finer, the Bible says. It's higher than that. It's elevated above any precious metal here on this earth. Turn to your neighbor and say, your faith is precious to God. Precious to God. You know why? Because you believe the book. We're people of the book. We're the people of the book. The Word of God. And so, our next point is pure hearts. Operate with pure hearts. Let there never be a hidden agenda. Let there never be a wrong motive. Especially in the household of faith. You go and pray for someone, be sincere about it. And truly in your heart, I want to see this person healed. I want to see God raise them up. You see, my friend, sin is a barrier to the Lord's blessing, and it hinders His work in a believer's life. Did you know that? Let's just say a believer has a sin pattern and continually sins. He will withdraw His presence, and you won't feel His presence. Until you get things right in your life. And then He'll come back and have fellowship with you again. But if you love, that's why King David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Once you taste it of the Holy Ghost, you want nothing else in this life that'll satisfy your soul. But if you never tasted the Holy Ghost, then you'll never know what that is. And so things in this world are sometimes more delightful to you than being in His presence and having Him ignite in you. I like to say it like this. Before before he came into my life and exploded in me. Every known vice of Satan, I used to think, I was always chasing that next high, chasing that next thrill, chasing that next whatever it could be, through drugs, sex, all that stuff. And when I got the Holy Ghost, I go, this is what I've been looking for all my life and didn't know where to find it. Then everything else didn't matter no more. Woo! And then when you get filled, man, it's like, wow! And it's a real, tangible, true experience. It's not just words on in the ink of the Bible. You remember, brother, when you got filled with the Holy Ghost? It was nothing like it.
I didn't know which way to go.
No. No. Full. Well, a word for the elders and the ministers. We must be pure at heart. And the person who is sick should confess his or her sins, because there is sometimes a link between the two. So Jesus said on the Mount of Beatitudes, look at this. He said it best, look at this in Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You want God in the situation? Be pure in heart. Be pure in heart. Love Him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. And God will take you a whole lot further than you can go on your own. I want to go where God goes. Amen?
Amen.
Look at this. Righteous lifestyles. That's another thing. Each and every believer who is firmly committed to Jesus and seeks to walk obediently to His will can be a healing agent and can be used to intercede for those who are in need. How many people do you know that are in need? We all have a list, don't we? A list of souls. Man. A book? Some have a book. Woo! But my question is this. If we're going to learn to be obedient, here's the question I put before us. Why don't Christians always follow this pattern? Why? So despite the guidelines in the book of James, many Christians fail to apply them because of misunderstanding and sometimes self-excuses. Okay, so believe it or not, there are denominations as we speak in our present day that believe that healing is not for us today. They believe that speaking in tongues is not for today. They believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is not given out like on the day of Pentecost anymore. Did you know that is fairy tales to them? Or something of the past? And so here's one of the things. Look, they think this pattern only applied to the first century church. That's wrong. You can hit that buzzer right now. Look at this. Look what I found in 2 Timothy. All scripture, say that with me. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God wants us to have everything as an equipped soldier, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, walking with sincerity, walking with a pure heart, no agendas attached. You're doing it because you love Jesus. And because you love Jesus, guess what? Nothing's impossible to those who believe. Nothing's impossible. Thank you, God. But unfortunately, look at this. They don't believe it works today. What? I beg to differ. I beg to differ. God still is at work today. Can I get an amen? You know why? Listen, I don't have to listen to those naysayers. I don't have to listen to their denomination. I go to the Word. The Word will speak to itself. And look what it says in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same what? Yesterday, he healed back then, today, and forever. Do not be carried away about with various strange doctrines. As those doctrines that I just mentioned are strange. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have profited those who have been occupied with them. And foods could mean many other things other than just... Sometimes it's the food that they are being receiving through their doctrine. Look at this. They're too embarrassed to admit that they need help. You know what I love about the saints? Especially in this body. When there's a need, when there's an issue, they come forth and get prayer. They're not ashamed. You can never be ashamed. Can I get an amen? Because Paul said it best. He said it best right here in Romans 5. Look at this, 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to what? Salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to what? Faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We that have been justified, cleansed, set apart. So now we shall live by faith now. Because we believe what God has done, the miraculous in our life. How many believe that you've been transformed by God? Changed from the inside out. So now we're walking in faith. Praise God. We're walking in faith because what he has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So look at this. They're too embarrassed to confess their sins to someone else. Or too proud to ask for help. And look at Proverbs right here. Look at this. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. You know, this brings me back to this one scene. There's this one scene that has stuck with me over the years. How many remember the movie Remember the Titans? Yeah. Okay, and how many remember... the one guy who was the defensive coach, he had a daughter that was about 9 or 10. And he was responsible for the defense. And his corner kept getting beat by the receiver all day long. So at halftime, the daughter comes up to him and says, Coach, she would call her dad, Coach, this is not time to be proud. Bring in that other player. Because he's better. And so there are times that sometimes you got to lay aside your pride. And he made the change. They end up winning the game. But it stood out. And this is what brought it to mind. Listen, we should never be too prideful when we need prayer. Can I get amen? Because God is concerned for every aspect of your life. I'll tell you what's one of the most struggling things with men, because I have counseled many, and I'm not going to mention names, but when they get addicted to porn, they don't know how to get out of it, and they don't know how to confess it to another brother. They don't. And I remember Focus of the Family, Dr. James Dotson, they did a nationwide survey, and when they would have Christian conventions, and you know how these men would fly out to these men's conventions all over the United States, you know, at different times in the hotels, one of the things that was bought from a lot of rooms was pornographic material. Christian men, how does that happen? But it happens. But listen, there's freedom in that area. You go to someone that you can confide with. Someone that's not going to be a tellbearer. Someone that's not going to, oh, guess what? So-and-so is this. No. You go to someone that you can trust and then let that brother pray for you. And sisters, you're not out of it because some of you get addicted to that too. Go to a sister that you can confide in. The church don't have to know nothing. But to get freed up personally, go to a source that won't laugh at you, won't mock you, pray through with you. And then guess what? You can hold each other accountable. It's all about being accountable. But you don't understand, Pastor Fee. No, I do. And God understands too. And He wants to help you and free you. Can I get an amen? I know I've ruffled some feathers in here today. Because you know what? As I'm ruffling your feathers, mine's are being ruffled too. It's for all of us. None of us are immune to these devices that Satan has. I hear that the halftime thing in the Super Bowl today, there's supposed to be a satanic message. I just turn it off. I don't want to hear that worldly stuff. I'll watch the first half, turn that off, come back with the third quarter. Because last year there was devil signs, everything. There's going to be demonic things there too today too. Yeah. You put those things up there like that. There are 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, people, family are watching these. Okay, if an adult wants to hear that, that's on them. But don't pollute my children. I'm trying to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Take that garbage out, man, because it'll pollute you. It's all about fornication and adultery. And how can I get you in bed? And how then blah, 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 blah. I'm serious. Listen, seriously, come halftime, just turn that off. Obey God. I don't want to listen to this. I don't want this in my spirit.
That's right.
Yes. I don't want to be contaminated by that. Because once you start hearing that stuff, you know, help us, God. Help me, Jesus. Look at this. They're afraid to pray for others because their prayers might not be answered. You got to believe God that He will answer. Can I get an amen? There's no second guessing God. We know that He has the best interest in us, for us. And so we just read this. I'm going to read it again. If any of you lack wisdom in James, look at this. Let him ask of God. Who what? Who gives to all of us liberally, without reproach. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Did you catch that? Let him ask in faith with no doubting. Okay, yeah, man, you know, I thank you for the prayer, man, but it still hurts. Listen. Let God have His perfect way with you. Believe God. Believe, you know what? Thank you for the prayer. I'm going to believe God that this thing is going to lift. Can I get amen?
Amen.
For look at this. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven tossed by the wind. Let not man suppose that... Look at this. Here's the key right here. Because if you're a doubter, this is what God says in verse 7. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. I'm glad God said it and not me, or you're going to be throwing tomatoes at me right now. What do you mean? God said it. If you can't believe Him for all things, then what can you believe in? But God can. Look at this. They're too embarrassed to confess their sins to someone else, as I mentioned that. But look at this. Here's the key. Here's the key right here. James 5:15. Confess your trespasses to one another. Find that one that you know that's not going to get on the megaphone on top, a megaphone on top of a roof and just start telling it the whole world. Okay? Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous avails much. It avails much. How many believe that? How many believe that? Are you getting something out of this word this morning? Amen. Look at this. They're consumed with their own needs and believe they don't have time to sympathize with or pray for others. If you're too busy, nothing can change it. You're just too busy. You ain't got time for nobody else. No, I'm just too busy. Just too busy. I don't know if I shared with you guys. It was 2 days after I came home from the hospital. I had a visit at the front door. It was that girl, Christine, who we prayed for, that lived in Carlsbad. She goes, Pastor, I know I didn't warn you. Cindy, her name is Cindy. There you go. Her name is Cindy. That's her name. I'm sorry, not Christine, but Cindy. She comes and goes, Pastor, I felt the Lord has a message for you. Can I share it with you? I go, yeah, come on in. Sat her right here at the table. Yolanda was taking a nap. And she was sharing with me that what happened to her sister. Her sister was a jogaholic. She was always jogging in shape. She was weighing about 125 pounds. Great shape. And then all of a sudden she got sick. Didn't know what it was. And so she took a blood test. And she had cancer in the blood. And then it started getting worse and worse, and she was on that downward path. And her insurance basically came to a place where just make her comfortable and call hospice, and she's going to go. Both of them refused and said, there's got to be a way. Because all they were offering is radiation and chemotherapy. That's it. So, where I was at UCSD, Cindy had a friend that said, get the oncologist from there. They do gene therapy. They do bone marrow transplant. She's on top of all the latest that's out there. And so they got a hold of this lady. She's one of the top oncologists in all of Southern California. And they got a hold of her. And then she goes, oh, I think we could do something for her. They put her in a room where they couldn't allow a speck of bacteria to go in. And they did a bone marrow transplant with her. Amen. After 2 weeks, she went home. And in 3 months after that, she's jogging again. But the other insurance company said, send her home to die. That's right. And the reason why she came, she goes, I don't know why I shared that. I go, you know what? Man, that's some great news, because when I was in the hospital, my red blood cells are elevated. And that's how they found out with her. She had cancer in the blood. So my red blood cells are elevated. I get the test back this Friday. And so I don't know what's going on. It could be, could not be. But I know one thing. I know Jesus can heal me. And I'm going to have faith. But I'm also, if I have to seek out for this expert, and guess what she is connected now with? This lady. Her name is, Catlin? I sent you her whole bio. If you read her bio, you're going, oh my gosh, no other.
Catherine Costello.
She's top notch.
From UCSD.
Yeah, she's top notch, man. She is going to be connected. Remember when Trump came from the White House, and he had two big, huge billionaires with him. Two different companies. And they're starting a $500 billion company in Texas. It's being built right now. It's through AI. And why did he bring them up? Because this AI thing will take a blood sample and figure out the cure for you.
Yeah.
that fast. It'll tell you exactly how to get rid of that cancer, that whatever autoimmune system, through this system. And this oncologist is going to be tied into that, and we'll have the latest and the greatest for people that truly, truly are in need of help. And so, but where did all that come from? It came from God. God put people there. God gave them the wisdom. God gave them the knowledge. Hallelujah. To help mankind here. And let me tell you, man, I said, well, thank you. Because, you know, and so they did a full blood panel. I'm waiting this coming Friday. You know, if they got it already and there was something wrong, I think they would have called me already. Yeah. Well, I'm believing God. So my kidney doctor says, here's my theory why your red blood cells are elevated. Because when you had all that water, you had no oxygen. So your bone marrow was producing more red blood cells so that you can get oxygen in you. I said, oh, I never saw that. He goes, yeah. So, but you just want to go and check the box.
That's right. That's
just check the box. So I'm believing God. I mean, since that thing, man, I'm here preaching and teaching. I can't wait to wake up. I got joy in my heart. I got strength in my legs to still preach and teach and serve the Lord. Amen? Oh, yeah. And I have to take one day at a time. He only gives it one day at a time. But that was a divine appointment from her. And I'm praying for our brother today. Our brother, we're going to go see today. Because I sent that same doctor to both of them on their phones. Because Kaiser sent him home. Go ahead and just comfort him and give him morphine. Send him home to die. I think I shared it with you, brother. If something like that happened to Yolanda, and I didn't have the money to pay for that, I'd sell my house. I don't care. So this is material stuff. I'll sell my house to pay for that to get her well. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Sometimes we got to do whatever we got to do to save each other's life.
That's right. The health belongs to God.
It belongs to Him.
It
belongs to Him. So we're coming in. So the question was, is anyone among you sick? That was the topic of the message. Amen? Look at this in Romans. We're going to come in for a close now. In Romans 15:1, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak. Meaning there's weak people before us. Help them. Help them through their struggles. Amen? And not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. In other words, build them up. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me. Wow. Look at this in verse 4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's hope in the Word of God. There's hope in the power of God. There's hope in the anointing of God to destroy all the yokes in our life. Can I get amen? The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God has done a mighty, mighty work in your life, in my life. And He's never going to give up on us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at this. They have sin in their lives and doubt that God can heal. I'm going to tell you right now, God can heal anything. You know why? Because look at this right here in 1 John. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus. Say that with me. The blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanses us from all sin. Wow. Look at this. Now here's the key. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And to cleanse us from what? all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Wow. You know, people forget to read the rest of it. Like Paul Harvey would say, and the rest of the story. So, man, that was way before you guys' time. Paul Harvey. You remember Paul Harvey? Yes. Praise God. And so, they don't feel worthy to be used by the Lord. Listen, I need you to know this. You and I can do all things through Christ who what? All things. Not some things, but all things. All things. So my question is, are you allowing the Lord to use you as an agent of healing in the family of God? Did you know that if I encourage you, that's part of healing? If I build your life up, that's part of healing? You know why it's part of healing? Because sometimes we can focus on our pain, and when someone's coming to comfort us, to lift us up, we don't focus on that, and that's a type of healing. And so we have to be agents of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people right now are going through difficult and harsh times right now. Brother, I know what you're going through, because same thing happened with Yolanda's parents when they were still here. With her mom and dad. First started with her dad. And she said to me, honey, can I go and live with them for about a month until he passed? Go, honey. I'll be there every day. I'll bring food, whatever. And she did the same thing for her mom when it was time. And they died peacefully in their home. At a tender age. Joe was 92, 93, and Lucy was 87. They lived their life. And praise God, Yolanda went there to be with them, and she had 110% of my support behind that, praying for them over there. But I'll tell you the miracle that happened with Joe. Joe's her dad. He still about maybe had another two more months to live. And he used to always have his hands like this behind his head, laying down, watching a football game or baseball game, whatever. He was a sports guy. He never rooted for the San Diego teams. He always rooted against them, okay? So if the Padres were playing, he was rooting against them. If the Chargers were playing, he was rooting against them. That was just his nature. But, you know, he had congestive heart failure, and he was already slipping. And I dropped off Yolanda at her mom's house. She lived right there on Hilltop over there in San Diego. You know where Hilltop is? Is it by Gompers? Kind of like, yeah. Yeah, by home. There you go. And so I dropped her off, and I was pulling away from the curb, and God spoke and said, I have prepared his heart. Go now. And so I pulled back in, got out, and her brother Joe, who just passed away, he was there, Yolanda was there, and Lucy was there. And she goes, I thought you left. I go, no, God said, he's ready. He's ready. Let's go in his room. So we went in his room, and he would never come to church. We would always invite him, you know, the things of God. And no, go have a good time. You know, just have a good time. I came to his bedside, and I grabbed his hand. I go, Joe, God told me to come in here. And I told him straight out, God has prepared your heart. It's time now to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? He goes, yes, V, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Amen. And so as soon as we started praying the sinner's prayer with him, I kid you not, Yolanda's my witness, the room just lit up. The presence of God came in the room. Man, and Joe and Yolanda were like, oh my gosh. And after we prayed for him, man, he just started crying. And then 2 months later, God took him home. Let me just say this. It's never too late. It's never too late for your loved ones. It's never too late for anybody. Those of you that are on Facebook and YouTube, it's never too late. God is looking for us to be that vessel that will be used for His glory. God wants to do some miraculous things in your lives. Never give up on them. Be that agent of hope and praise for them. Build them up. Never tear them down. Listen, they've been toe up already. A lot of them are down and out. We don't need to go there and kick more sand in their eyes. We want to tell them there's hope. God has a plan for you. And it'll make sense sooner than later. God will give them ears to hear and eyes to see. And then when they come into that saving knowledge and they come to that place of faith with Christ, then the miracle takes place. And then they receive Jesus and are born again. So those of you that are watching right now, maybe you've logged in and maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I can attest to the people that are here right now, we've all given our hearts to Christ. We're here this morning to be built up in our faith, to be reminded how good Jesus is. We're telling each other, God can do all things through us who strengthens us. And God wants to strengthen you right now in your faith. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would receive Christ by faith. And watch. Watch God do the miraculous. He wants to do the miraculous in your life. And on the screen in the bottom right here, our website's right there. Log on to our website. You can see it right there. Reach out to us. If you receive Christ for the first time, we want to send you a Bible, give you a Bible, invite you out, or point you to a church that will teach the unadulterated Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And that's how our faith is built up, is by the preached Word of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Scripture. And if that's you, I want to ask the Amazing Grace family to bow their heads and their hearts with me and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Come on, is He worthy? Woo, He's worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.